You're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 101.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, how's it going, my friends? It is great to be back on another Q&A Flip Empire Show. Thanks for tuning in here. I want to talk today about, this isn't a question that was submitted to me, but something that, you know, I consistently see in my business and in my personal life. And while the topic may not be sexy when you initially hear it, I want to encourage you to kind of stick with me here over the course of the next 5 to 15 minutes, however long I go on this particular episode. And I want to give actually some examples of why I wanted to kind of jump on here and talk about this. And it's a couple different things that I think are directly related. Number one, it's the power of investing into relationships, right? You know, we all know that some people might think that you're in the real estate business, and you're not. You know, you're in the marketing business, yes, but you're in the people business. And you need to invest into relationships, right? And you got to build up goodwill with people, and you have to always have, a giving heart, want to help them, sincerely want to help them, right? Not so much for the purposes of having a benefit come back to you in the future. While that is a byproduct, I think, you know, when you sincerely give a shit about people, you make more money in the process, right? And again, I don't think you want to approach your business as, well, how can I help people just so I can get in return? I think that's naturally going to happen. I think if you genuinely care and you're trying to help people, then good is going to come from that. You're going to make more money as a result. And then kind of part two to this, which again, I think is tied directly and indirectly, if that makes any sense, which it probably doesn't, but hopefully it will in a second here. You got to be strategic about where you invest your time. And what I mean by invest time, I mean not only the books you read, the people you hang out with, but specifically the events that you attend. I'll give you an example. I attended an event at the end of January, and I can think of two specific deals that we closed, that our team closed in the last couple of months, that were directly related to that event that we attended. While I didn't learn anything new at that event, at least as it relates to these deals that we closed, it was that event that got me to take action, implement a system, and as a result, we closed those two deals. Had I not attended that event, those two deals would have never closed. And they weren't big deals, but I think we may have made, they were JV deals, and so they're smaller, obviously, but I think we may have made like 12, 13 grand. You know, on these two small deals, but took very little time, very little effort. And so the event more than 2x'd itself, you know, in terms of an ROI. And then there was an event that I spoke at, Chris Bruce's mastermind. I got a chance to speak there a couple of months ago. And I remember I was having a conversation at lunch with one of the guys there, and he shared a tip with me that directly led to a deal that we're about to close, and we're about to make $58,000 on that deal. And actually, I'm going to tease you here. I'm going to talk about that in a future episode. I'm going to kind of do a case study and break that one down. But a simple conversation I had with somebody at that mastermind I spoke at, and he shared a tip with me, and you know, I thought it was a good idea. We put it into use, and here we are. You know, I think Friday, we're about to close a deal, make 58 grand on it. And it didn't take, this was free, by the way. In other words, I didn't have to spend money on marketing in order to get the deal. So I'll talk about that in an upcoming episode here. But again, I think just the key takeaways here are, number one, you got to invest in relationships. And so let me give you an example of a couple things that we're going to start implementing in our business, which I've done in the past, but honestly, man, sometimes you get lazy and you put things to the side, and you're not consistent with it. And that's something I've spoken about on previous episodes, is the importance of being consistent. Is whenever we close on a deal, now we're going to send a gift to the seller. Okay. Whatever that might be. It could be flowers. It could be, you know, if they're moving into a new house, it could be a doormat that says welcome, you know, whatever it might be, just a small thank you gift. And then we're actually thinking of taking that a step further because, you know, lately we've had some instances in which sellers have had some seller's remorse and wanting to back out of contracts and things of that nature is, you know, when we lock up the deal, maybe initially send them something in the mail. It could be a thank you card or look forward to working with you. Something where you're going above and beyond and doing something that most other wholesalers and or investors wouldn't do. And so, you know, you want to always be in constant communication, constant contact with all these sellers, with the buyers, keeping them posted, you know, throughout the process. We have a transaction coordinator on our team that does an awesome job of this. You know, your acquisitions manager, if you have one, should also be in constant contact with the seller. And you kind of have to read the tea leaves, right? You have to be an active listener and you have to try to identify potential landmines. So what I mean by that is, you know, we closed the deal a couple of days ago. It was actually a very healthy deal. And, you know, a day before closing, our acquisitions manager contacted the seller and we just assumed, and I take responsibility for this. I should have had a conversation with them, but we assumed that, she was moving in with a family member and we assumed that everything was just ready to go as far as the move was concerned. And she hadn't even started packing. And that could have delayed the closing about another week, you know, and you never want to delay a closing. If you can close it, close it, because anything can happen. Curveballs can get thrown. And so we quickly had to act. We had to get a moving company involved. And again, it's just going above and beyond and you're a problem solver. How can you help the seller? How can you solve issues? But if you put yourself in a position to identify those potential landmines and some of those hiccups and issues, and you stay in communication with the seller, you can avoid those issues or those curveballs at the last minute as far as closing is concerned. So I know I'm kind of going all over the place, but again, I think just to wrap this up and drive this point home, you want to invest in relationships. That could be through, you know, small gestures like gifts. That could be a thank you card. That could just be staying in communication with someone, letting them know that you're here for them, assuring them that you have their best interest at mind and you're going to do whatever it takes to help them out, solve any challenges you have. And then number two, be strategic again about not only the books you read, the people you surround yourself with, the content you consume, but the places you go, the events. If you're considering joining a mastermind, don't just join a mastermind or don't just start one, but make sure that it's the right fit. You know, if you're going to a RIA, what's your purpose in going? Is it to listen to the speaker? Is it because you want to buy the product at the end, or is it because you want to network with certain people? Have a game plan, you know, because when you go to these events, when you attend masterminds or any meetings in general, even if it's one-on-one with somebody else and you have a specific outcome in mind or one or two things that you're looking to accomplish, you're going to put yourself in a much better position to actually obtain that and accomplish the goal versus just kind of going with the flow and not really knowing what you want to get out of it, right? And it could be as simple as you want to go and you want to help the person add value however you can. And yeah, in the future, something will probably come back to you. But again, I think if you just approach it with actually giving a shit about that person and what they're looking to accomplish or what problems they're looking to solve, what challenges they might have that you can help them overcome, you will make money. You know, I can almost guarantee it without guaranteeing it, right? So anyway, let me know your thoughts on this particular episode. This Monday, I got Chris Chico coming up for round two, and we're going to talk about something that I've never covered on the podcast before and something that's going to be critical to your success, especially if you're building a team. And even if you're not, even if you're a one man or one woman show, this episode is going to be very valuable to you. So make sure that you tune in to Monday's masterclass with my good friend, Chris Chico. Anyway, talk to you soon. If you have any questions, go to flipempire.com. You can click on Ask Alex, fire away. And it'd be awesome if you could submit a review in iTunes. That really helps out with the ranking of the show. And it just lets me know that, you know, that I'm on the right track here as far as the content that I'm putting out and that I'm helping you in your business. So Really appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you on Monday's masterclass. Talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.